You know, it's always good to get a win, preseason or regular season. And tonight, the fact that this is the last preseason game at Mall of America Field, it's good to walk off, with a W and also limit the number of injuries. And I think we were pretty fortunate there for the most part. We got good news regarding Seth Olsen. He's actually in the locker room. Turned out to be a concussion. So that was very, very encouraging news. Bobby Felder had an ankle sprain, so he should be all right in time. And DeAndre Reed also left the game with an ankle sprain. So other than that, we came out of the game pretty good from a health standpoint. A lot of guys fighting and battling for jobs, knowing that myself and the coaches, along with Rick and the personnel staff, are going to have to sit down tomorrow and make some tough, tough decisions. And there were some guys tonight that made it a little bit more complicated, like Rodney Smith really showed up, made some big plays for us. Marcus Shirelles, I don't know if anybody was bigger than Marcus and what he did with the opening kickoff of the second half and then the big interception as well. Our young linebackers played extremely well. It seems like Jeff Baca did a good job. There were a lot of guys that really stepped up and played well. Joe Banyard really seemed like he held his own pretty good. So it's going to be a lively discussion tomorrow when we sit down and go through our roster and try to determine, who are going to be the 53 that will give us a chance to be successful in this 2013 season.
So you're likely to make the cuts tomorrow or wait till Saturday?
We'll talk about it tomorrow, but I don't think anything will be announced until probably Saturday, but we're going to have some strong discussions tomorrow.
That's obviously, it's been a tough preseason for Marcus. How encouraging was it to see him, with everything he's been through, to come out and put that on tape?
I tell you, Chip, everybody loves the way Marcus competes, and I think we all were pulling for him. He played with a heavy heart, losing his father and then being at the funeral last week, and it's been tough for him. And, we got some other guys who've lost parents on our team, so they know what he's been going through. So to see him make those plays tonight, our whole sideline was just jubilant to see him come out and play the way he did, knowing what's on his mind and what this week has been like for him. So really happy for him.
Plus, he's a guy that it seems like has been on the bubble every year he's in the league and always fighting for a spot. Have you just seen kind of a knack in him to make a big play when he needs to show people that he deserves to be in this league?
It seems that way, John. It just seems like every year you come in and he's one of those guys that, you're wondering if he's going to make it this time. Who's going to push him and maybe take his spot on the roster. And he finds a way to make plays in his effort, his preparation. He does a great job in so many areas. And, he's a multidimensional guy. He can help us in a lot of areas on defense. And he's a very good returner. So he always just comes back every year in great shape, well-prepared, and then he finds ways to make plays in the preseason and training camp, and he ends up making our ball club.
When you saw Seth go down, looked like pretty scary. He's carted off on a stretcher. Just yes. Kind of what was going through your mind at that point, and then to see him up walking around in the locker room there?
I think, you could see all our guys getting on their knee and, just praying for him and just hoping for the best. Because when those moments come and they bring that stretch out, you have no idea what's going on. So we were just all hoping for the best, and fortunately things worked out that way.
Especially like what you saw from Bishop there in first half, two tackles for loss, and it seemed like he's around the ball up.
Did you say Chip?
Bishop, Desmond.
I thought Desmond did a good job. He was flying around. It was good to see him get out there. He's struggled with injuries over the last year or so. So to see him come out and compete the way he did and put some good tape out there the last 2 weeks, he was just kind of getting his feet wet in that Buffalo game. But the last couple of weeks, he's really come on. So that's really encouraging. Looking forward to watching the tape and evaluating him a little bit more. But he did a good job.
Coach, is the next 36 hours or whatever it is, like the worst part of your job or maybe one of the toughest parts of your job?
It is without question one of the toughest parts, Eric. When you sit down and realize that for a lot of the guys that played tonight, they'll probably never wear an NFL uniform again. And we've got to sit down and discuss who those guys might be. So when you sit down with them on that Saturday or Friday, whenever it is, that they come by the office and you explain to them that, their career in Minnesota for sure is going to be over, and, there's a possibility it may be over for good. So it can get emotional. And, you spend a lot of time with them from April on, and some, that are veterans, you've been with them for years. And to have to explain to them or let them know that the end of the journey is now, it's a tough time, very tough time.
Well, so take us through when you make the decision. Does Rick say no on some and you can say yes or no on some, or who has the final say? Is it Rick that has the final say, or you as the coach when you get to this 53?
Well, we've been, you know, collaborative in our discussions, but at the end of the day, you know, Rick is going to give his input, and, you know, I'm going to share my input, but he's going to make that final decision. One of the things that he's learned and I've learned, you don't want to make that decision about a player if the coaches, the head coach in particular, are totally against it. It's hard if, as a coach, you got to, you know, get this guy going and so on, and then you don't necessarily believe in him. It's a tough deal. But we've been very fortunate in our relationship where we can discuss, you know, every single guy, talk through what needs to be done and what's best for our football team, and it's worked out, whether it be the draft, or whether it be the 75 or the 53, you know, we've always been able to come to an agreement and make it work for our team.
Are there certain situations where you have chips that you know you can play? If you really want a guy, you can just persuade him and he knows that you're not going to overplay that hand?
No, there are no chips. You don't know Rick very well. No chips.
Hey, Les, we saw Munchak play some of his offensive starters in the first quarter there. You obviously went the other way. Did you just kind of come to the conclusion that you didn't want to risk any injuries this close to the regular season? And
yeah, you know, we pretty much took the same approach a season ago. Just from my standpoint, in today's NFL with the depth issues that you have, it's not worth the risk.
Rule that lets Jerome Felton stay in the building with you guys rather than having to be away like you used to under the old rules?
I think it's great. You know, we saw it a year ago with Jerome Simpson. It really helped us for him to be able to be around our team. And participate in certain, you know, activities. So it'll be good for Jerome, be good for us, that he's still a part of what we're doing and not ostracized. So I think it's a great rule.
Les, does a guy like Desmond Bishop, does he show better in games maybe because he can use those instincts?
You know, he did some good things in practice as well. So, you know, I don't want to say he's a gamer, but because he's practiced well. And it's good to see him carry that over to game situations. And, you know, we got to have some strong discussions regarding him tomorrow.
Touched on this, but can you just address Marcus Sherrill's, his performance based on all the things that he's been going through in his life the last week?
You know, you try to put yourself in his shoes and knowing what he might be going through. And as I mentioned earlier, we have some other guys on our team who've lost a parent, and it's hard to focus on your job. Last week when he talked to me about going to the funeral, you know, I wanted to be very clear to him that there was no hesitation on my part or our organization's part about him going to that funeral. He was concerned. He thought he might need to play because of, you know, the situation as we were trying to make the 75 at that time. And there's nothing more important than being there with your mother, your brothers and sisters during that time. But for him to come out and play the way he played tonight just tells you a lot about Marcus's heart and his character. And as an organization, you know, we've tried to be supportive of all of our guys when they're in that situation. We had the same situation just a few weeks ago with Joe Berger, you know, losing an in-law. So those are real human moments, and you want to be conscious of that when it happens. And our players need to know that, you know, we're concerned about them beyond what they do between the white lines. All right, thank you, guys.